and good morning, Texas Tech. I'm Derek Ginter. Happy New Year, everyone. During today's show, we'll take a look at some of the laws that went into effect as you were ringing in 2014.
I'm Josh Robinson. Tech survived a whole bowl game without losing our coach today. We'll recap our highs and lows of the Holly Bowl. And here in a little while, Marissa Trevino will be in this morning, and she'll bring you all the latest buzz coming out of Hollywood, plus what hit and missed at the box office this holiday. We have the answers coming up.
Good morning, I'm Kiara Powell with your KTXT News Update. President Obama will meet with members of the intelligence community today. He'll also confer with the Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board. The president has spent some time mulling over a report that recommends proposed changes to the National Security Agency programs involving the collection of phone and email data. The NSA has faced a firestorm of criticism since leaker Edward Snowden released classified documents revealing the wide scope of the agency's snooping. The family of an American jailed in North Korea is blasting comments made by former NBA star Dennis Rodman as shocking and outrageous. During an exclusive interview on CNN, Rodman seemed to suggest Kenneth Bay had done something wrong. Bay's sister, Terry Chung, says she's shocked because Rodman hasn't used his relationship with the Norse leader, Kim Jong-un, to help gain her brother's release. Rodman angrily defended his trip to the reclusive communist dynasty yesterday on CNN's New Day. People in about two dozen states are saying goodbye today to that polar vortex that left them searching for words to describe just how cold it's been. Temperatures well into the 20s are in the forecast for much of the Midwest and Northeast, just days after millions were plunged into a deep freeze. More than 20 deaths have been reported since the rare cold weather system first appeared on the radar late last week. Here in Lubbock, the temperature outside is 30 degrees. And here we are, back into the morning show.
Good morning, Texas Tech. It's now 2 minutes past eight. I'm sorry, I wasn't sure if I was doing the weather or not, Kiri.
I didn't know if you were prepared to do the weather. There's been so many changes right now. I mean, if you want to give us a more detailed forecast.
Your more detailed forecast. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-50s. Westerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming northerly this afternoon. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the low 20s, and a 60% chance of rain tomorrow night. I think the portions of the South Plains to our east have a better shot, but looks like rain in the forecast for late Thursday. Currently, mostly cloudy and 31 degrees. Wind chill of 21. Definitely need the jacket as you head out this morning. Is that better?
That's so much better. It's so much better than what I could have ever done. But if you could get rid of the cold, I would really appreciate that.
Well, that'll happen about June.
Actually, it could probably happen next week. I mean, let's be honest, we're in West Texas, so
that's true.
As for when it's gone for good, yeah, maybe June.
We'll probably have higher temperatures this month than we will in March.
Yeah, I wouldn't even be surprised.
Polar vortex.
So, Marissa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Sorry about that.
That's all right. So, I guess you have some interesting things going on in entertainment this morning.
Right now it's current events, I believe.
Oh, current events. Sorry. I can't read.
I believe it is current events.
Current events.
I do. The People's Choice Awards is tonight on CBS, and Brad Paisley, and I know it's a little bit of entertainment. Hang on.
For those of us not in the know, what is the People's Choice Award?
Wait a second. You don't even know what the People's Choice Award is? I think you're alone.
I'm sorry, there's only how many award shows every year? Too many?
But it's like in the name, like People's Choice
I didn't vote
awards.
For them.
You could have.
Yeah,
you could have gone online and done it.
Okay. People's Choice Awards, who's up for what?
Who's up for what? Well, if you want to know who's up for what, that's for next segment.
Oh, okay.
I'm just telling you that it's happening.
And that's tonight?
It is tonight.
Okay. Tonight at 7 on CBS?
Yes.
I mean, you know, because I have nothing to do on my Wednesday but watch a People's Choice Awards show.
Is that a specific media? Is it just movies? Is it TV? Or is it all?
No, it's everything. And it's not just, like, movies and media. Like, there are other, like, best philanthropy and things like that.
Yeah.
Philanthropy?
Yes.
They have an award for philanthropy?
I think Jennifer Hudson is winning it.
Well, I mean, I'll be interested to you know, see what that's
all
about.
I have no idea. I don't know.
It's actually one of the older ones. It's been around for quite a while, you know, because, I mean, I remember even as a kid always hearing about that. Go vote for your People's Choice Award.
They award best, you know, favorite TV show, favorite cast, favorite... Right. Whatever.
Because it was the way to make up for, like, people always complaining that, like, with the Emmys and stuff, that, oh, well, they never know, you know, they never, you know, the stuff that I like never wins. So it's like, well, here, now you can choose it, you know.
This is true.
Yeah.
Can't complain if you can go vote.
That's right.
Do they have a category for best fast food restaurant?
No.
No, it's media.
That's best of Lubbock, you know. It's different.
I don't get it.
Anyway.
I don't get it.
All right. What else?
Well, current events. Locally, in this past weekend's newspaper, there's been talk about redeveloping downtown Lubbock. Of course, this has been an ongoing debate for many, many years. But in this weekend's paper, there was actually an idea now being considered, which is scary, about a monorail. Now, for those of you that are big fans of The Simpsons, I think one of the best Simpsons episodes ever written was a parody of, what was that musical? This is where my mind is.
I know what you're talking about. I've never seen the episode, but I know what you're talking about.
Hi, I'm Lyle Lanny. What this town needs is a monorail.
That's right.
What's a monorail?
Okay. Monorail is basically a train. It's on an elevated track, but instead of two tracks, it's just a big single piece. It's one track, mono, meaning one.
Ever been to Disney World by chance?
Yeah.
Okay.
The big trains that go around the park. Yeah. If you go to Las Vegas, they have monorails connecting all the casinos.
But Lubbock's like not as big.
See, I think Marissa is getting to the heart of the matter.
But okay, and now here's the point. Here's the interesting part. This is all about you guys. It's not about us. It's about the students.
Yes.
Because the whole point that the McDougals are getting at is students aren't going to walk all the way from downtown Lubbock to Texas Tech. And what they really want is for students to start moving in down there. And their idea is if you have a little train that you can run back and forth, that students will suddenly flock to downtown, live in all the old abandoned buildings.
No, but downtown is, like, scary. That's why no one...
Okay.
Again, she's getting to the...
Let me fill you in on a little secret here, though. Here's the interesting thing about the McDougals, and I will give them credit. They have done some amazing things when it comes to changing the mindsets of what people think is safe in Lubbock. What you called Overton, which is right across the street where more than probably at least a quarter of our population lives now, is where when I was in school, I thought as that is like the tech ghetto.
Yes.
And the ironic part of it is I would never live there, still to this day would never live in that area, and yet students flock to that area. I think the point is that right now you see it as being a bad idea, but here in about 4 or 5 years when you guys have graduated and nobody can tell them any different, they're going to assume, oh, well, downtown's amazing. And so it'll be the same concept if he pulls it off.
I don't think building a monorail is what's going to revitalize the downtown.
It'd be cool, though.
I mean, if there was one that goes around, like, Tech's campus, I'd be all about that because it is cold.
Oh.
You have obviously never walked across campus.
Are you kidding me? I did. I used to
under
park at First Baptist
10
Church.
Minutes.
Walk into the rec center for like a full semester, and it was like fall of whatever year. I did it.
Okay, but times have changed. There are more buildings. There's a far route.
That was kind of mean.
I think it's a cool idea. I think it's a cool idea, and I would love to see it happen. However, I'm going to point out something that's blatantly obvious. Look at how everything is currently being run in terms of student transportation, not on just this campus, but in the city in general. Mm-hmm. You think a monorail is going to improve that?
And where's the money coming from?
Well, it's going to have to be private, because I tell you, the citizens of this community are probably not going to.
I mean, we know what happened with City Bus. It's not going to work.
Anyway,
it might work, but
monorail,
it's going to be
money.
There we go.
9 minutes past 8 o'clock, you're listening to Good Morning Texas Tech. Happy New Year if you're just tuning in. It's our first Good Morning Texas Tech of the new year. Got some music coming your way.
It's Howling at the Moon by the Mohawk Lodge.
Thanks, Marissa. Mohawk Lodge with Howling at the Moon right here on the Raider 88.1. Student radio coming to you from the campus of Texas Tech University. It's now 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. DG in the studio along with Josh Robinson. Kira Powell is going to be doing our news, and Marissa Trevino working the board for us this morning. 31 degrees with the wind chill of 21 out there. It's actually quite warmer today than it has the last few days.
Which is really sad. That's warmer.
Well, hey, I'm just glad. I'm glad we're here. I mean, if you've been hearing about the rest of the country, you know, the fact that we don't have a negative in front of that 31 is pretty surprising.
That's right.
Right,
it's
now
balmy.
I'll be honest.
31 is balmy compared
to
most of the country.
It's summer.
Right. Polar vortex.
I hope this is not summer. This is like a very sad day.
For those in Chicago right now, this would be summer
this
weather. I'm pretty sure.
Do believe that.
Music Man, that was
that's
the movie.
Also I why I don't live in Chicago, and I picked Texas.
Well, yeah.
They're South Texas, though.
You're from Houston.
Exactly.
And it was cold in Houston.
Well, yeah, it has been cold there, too.
But not nearly as cold as it's been here, and not nearly as cold as it's been up north. And it's because of that Arctic intrusion from Canada.
Yes. Well, the Canadians always intruding on our territory, I'm telling you.
They were such friendly folks. Anyway.
Kira, what do you have for entertainment news?
Moving on.
Sarah Jessica Parker told In Style magazine, which I know you guys watch or read all the time.
Every day.
Yes. That there could be another installment of Sex and the City, a third movie. She said that there is a part of her that believes there's one more chapter to tell. This is after two movies have already been made.
How many chapters needs to be told?
Also had a whole TV series that lasted for how long?
Six seasons.
Okay,
so that's basically 6 years plus add on two movies.
Well, and then I don't know if you guys watch it. I don't, but The Carrie Diaries, I guess, is fairly popular right now.
Which is like a prequel,
correct? Right. So, I mean, there's still an audience for it. I admit that I believe that audience is still primarily got a certain demographic. It is not me. But, you know, but I mean, I guess the whole point there is just what else is Sarah Jessica Parker going to do? I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, I mean, what else is she going to do? I mean,
she's big on producing. I mean, she's gotten behind the camera a couple times.
Well, good for her because acting wise.
But I'm sure she has enough money to retire. If we're being honest, does she need to work anymore?
Well,
probably not. But I mean,
if
you're
married
What's his name? Yeah.
Matthew Broderick.
Matthew Broderick. Thank you. Yes.
She is. They have three children.
Wow.
Very happily married in New York.
Woo-hoo.
Exciting. But, I mean, if you're a fan of the show, then I can see what they're wanting to be another.
Right.
You just don't
Which
want
Which brings in the question of being either of you fans of Sex and the City.
I am not.
Okay.
I am.
Okay.
I did. The show is about friendships, and I enjoyed that. Other things they could have left out of it, and I would have been totally fine, but they did not ask me.
You just
me.
Would have taken the city, in other words.
Exactly.
But see, you have friends, and it's funny. Only 30 minutes an episode.
This is true.
And it lasted forever, but I still think all of the episodes of Friends are funny.
Oh.
I laugh at all of them.
I think it was two different concepts, though.
Yes.
It was quite a bit different. I would say that Friends was more of the younger people friendly Sex and the City was definitely not something
Absolutely.
I would ever let somebody over under the age of, you know, 20 almost watch. Seriously.
Well, that is true. Friends was on NBC, one of the big three networks, and Sex and the City was HBO.
Well, so. And see, but when I started watching Sex and the City, it was on TBS. So it was an edited version that I had seen.
I will be honest and say I've seen some of Sex and the City, and I will also be honest that I've seen some of the unedited, and trust me, yes, the TBS versions were probably a lot better because some of the rest was just
a little too much.
Yeah,
a little
definitely.
Julia Roberts' niece, Emma Roberts, got engaged over the break to her boyfriend.
They're co-starring together, aren't they?
Yes, they are. That is how
I
they
do don't
it via social
know
media.
What?
No, no social media
wasn't like a tweet.
That's why I'm out of the loop on this one.
No tweeting. But she, I feel like she's very young to be engaged.
How old is she?
She's just a little bit older than us. I feel like she's
26. How old is she?
26.
Oh, that's, I don't know.
I feel like that's a normal time to get engaged, if not a little later than at least people here in the South.
I mean, I've got friends who got married at 18, you know? I mean, so really, I mean, 26 isn't too bad, I don't think.
I guess she just doesn't seem 26 to me. She still seems, she was in that the spy movie or whatever. I don't know.
Well, she still has a very young look. yes. tour.
Yeah, she does. Which, you know, that comes with that family, apparently, you know, because her older sister, right, isn't, or is it cousin? I can't remember. Julia Roberts, how is she
her
connected to
aunt.
Her? Aunt. Okay. And obviously she's, you know, didn't look her age for a long time.
And so. Uncle. He's an actor, too.
Who? Oh, Mr. I can't Roberts. Think of his name. I know exactly who okay. you're talking about. I can't think of
I have no sure. idea who most people are, so.
You know who Julia Roberts is, correct?
I do.
Okay, good.
That's
good.
A good, that's
pretty
a plus.
Yes.
There has been some controversy over the L covers. Do you guys ever watch The Mindy Project? Anyone?
No.
Besides me?
Sorry.
You
I think it's
watch
just
it.
You.
It's really yeah. funny. Anyway, they have three different actresses who all have body shots. Amy Poehler, Zooey Deschanel from The New Girl. And their covers are in color.
Okay.
And then Mindy Kaling is an Indian woman. She's a bigger, you know, that's kind of her shtick. She mm-hmm. makes fun of it, whatever. And her cover is in black and white, and it's from her waist up. It's a close-up shot of her, and it's different from everybody else's. And they're celebrating women in television, but hers is the only cover like this. And so... You know, they're saying that whenever more full-figured women get on this magazine, they do everything they can to cover up their bodies. And
but they couldn't airbrush it like right. they do everything else?
Well, and for reference, we're talking about, if you don't know her, from Mindy Project, Kelly from The Office.
Yes.
So,
right.
So
right.
if you haven't seen her there. You know, there's
for that connection, because now I get it.
There's another one that I've been seeing go around that's kind of an interesting story, and I'm not going to remember which magazine. It was like Cosmo or something that posted it, but there's a picture online of this woman who's considered like a plus-size model. I don't know if you've mm-hmm. seen this or not, but this picture has kind of gone viral. And I mean, obviously, this woman does not look plus size at all. It's just the fact that she's taller, a little bit larger woman, but you know that, you know, but the magazine said, you know, or says something about it being a plus size model, and there's a lot of people going crazy about stuff like that too. And in her case, she's extremely fit, you yeah. know, and but still plus size. So, you know, if that's plus size, then unfortunately Mindy, I don't know where that falls, you know, kind of thing. I don't know. You know, the whole women body image thing is just such, I don't know, it gets so crazy, and I don't understand when we've had so much, you know, so many people who've been fighting this for so long that this is still the issue that it is today.
Has any progress truly been made?
It makes exactly. And honestly, it's not, I hate to say it, but it sounds horrible, but the guys aren't even driving it. You know what I'm saying? It really isn't. I mean, most of us guys would be like, oh, hey, you know, I mean, if it's Elle magazine and it's like, oh,
I'm
hey.
Doing good to know that you there know? Is a magazine with ELLE on the
There you
on
go.
The front.
Yeah,
that's right.
So, good
yeah.
job, Derek.
Proud of you.
That's right.
Some progress there.
Yeah. My little contribution to entertainment, Phil Everly, the Everly Brothers, passed away on Monday. For those of you that perhaps are old enough to remember, they had some hits in the late 50s all through the 60s
yeah.
there, and as Josh and I were discovering earlier, their biggest competition in the day was Elvis Presley
and Pat Boone
so some of their hits were Wake Up Little Susie,
Bye Bye Love
yeah
When Will I Be Loved, mm-hmm. and All I Have to Do Is Dream. So
he was 74.
Wow.
74, oldie but a goodie.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I think it's time for some more music.
Speaking of music.
We have Back to the Middle by Deer Hunter here on KTXT Good Morning Texas Tech.
Oh,
Deer Hunter with Back to the Middle right here on 88.1 KTXT. Mostly cloudy, 31 degrees with a wind chill of 21 currently in Lubbock. DG in the studio along with Josh Robinson, Kira Powell, and Marissa Trevino. Good morning. Texas Tech is the show, our first one of 2014. Woo-hoo. Welcome back. When does school start? When do students come back?
Next week.
Next week?
Wednesday.
I believe it starts the 16th, correct?
No, it starts the 15th, Wednesday. Yeah.
Classes start.
A week from today.
Yeah. Classes start a week from today.
Dorms should be back open this weekend.
This weekend?
Yeah.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Saturday or Sunday, something
so
like that.
Nice yeah. and quiet here.
It has been, and you can drive.
Yeah, you can actually get places on campus. It's kind of nice. And no city bus, no noisy buses
That's right.
running.
People running out in front of you.
Oh, and then it all changes next week. Oh, well. Hey, let us know how we're doing. Like us on Facebook. Send us an email. Tweet our Twitter page. I don't know how you do that. Wait, I do have that information.
Yes, you do.
The Raider 881. Tweet us your thoughts at the Raider 881.
Right.
Hey, new year resolutions. By the way, how are your resolutions holding out? I've already met mine. And then some.
Yeah.
If you remember, for those of you that, had no idea, if you missed our show last year about our resolutions, my resolution for 2014 was to eat more bacon. Resolution accomplished.
So I do have one quick question along those lines. Mm-hmm. Did you happen to get the bacon bowl thing? Or have you even
seen that commercial
right,
and I've been this tempted to get it.
I mean, that would perfectly fit your resolution.
When they show the commercial about the bacon bowl maker, how you make the and then what you put in it, I think it's hilarious. It's you know what I put in my bacon bowl? Bacon bits.
Oh, gosh.
So, anyway.
I just think you're on a not a very healthy train.
You are correct.
That's right. Yes.
The gravy train. That's what I'm on.
Well, there you go.
And
you
it's
and my
about
dad.
To leave the tracks. But anyway, how are your resolutions panning out?
I didn't do any resolutions because I know that I won't keep them. I can't keep anything to save my life. So,
Kira?
Well, I didn't have them before the year started, but after some much sickness and time to think about it, I decided that one of the resolutions I made was to become more financially stable. Going into my 25th year, I was looking at my bank account and decided, I'm not 18 anymore, and that's not cool.
That's a good start.
So what you're saying is you're accepting donations.
If you want to give me money,
I'm just going to hop right onto that one as well.
Okay, well, from now on, KTXT will have a donation link on the webpage. You will not be donating to the station, but you will be donating to Kira and Marissa.
I love it.
Kira Powell Fund.
Yes.
And I will gladly take it.
How's it going so far? Are you just getting it started?
No. Well, I mean, Marissa and I had this discussion the other day. I do have
Don't
a
rat me out.
I won't rat her out. It is a little bit more than Marissa's. But, you know, my goal is to put away $300 a month, at least.
Just sock it away.
$300 a month. My goal, because I was looking at this, if I can put $375 at least a month away, I will be pretty good by the time I'm 45.
Do most students even make that much a month?
No, but when you have three jobs, it should be possible.
And I think it's probably not as uncommon as it would have been in our time. I mean, if you think about it, minimum wage is running, right around $9 an hour now? So, I mean, even
minimum wage is like $7.25.
Is it?
In Texas, yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. My apologies. I don't know where I'm at then. I guess I've been reading these stories of trying to push it to like 9 or 10. Yeah. Okay, $7.25. But even so, I mean, most places are going to pay a little bit over that anyway.
Just,
you know.
You know, I'm thinking $150 a month would be a big deal. But you want to double.
Yeah, correct. Now, putting that much away, I think.
I mean,
tough, but
I graduate in May. So if I don't have a little bit more saved up than what I do right this moment, which is my bank account is not, I'm not in poverty. I'm not crying, like not eating. I'm fine. Yeah. But I just want to feel like if something were to happen.
No, that's you are to be applauded for that. That's fantastic. And if you can actually put, I can't even put $375 a month away. It's why my wife's in charge of the finances for the Ginter household. But
I'm a spender bee, not a saver bee.
Yeah. It's tough.
She was like, "How much money do you have in your savings account?" And I was like, $75. And she was like, "What? Yeah. You cannot
It's not
do that,
that uncommon, though. It is not that uncommon.
But
I promise if you pulled like 10 out of 20 students, I'm sure that they'd all have less than $100 in the bank. I bet you.
It's in my savings account, not in my bank account. I have more money like in my checking account, but in my savings account.
Gotcha.
It's just so hard to save.
I will say this much. At least you have a savings account.
That's good.
That's probably more of a rarity than anything.
Well, they're linked together, so I don't really have a choice.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Well, not only are there resolutions for the new year, but there's also new laws, several new laws, both federal and the states, all across the fruited plains, several states enacting new laws that took effect January 1. Of course, one of the ones I think is a biggie is the incandescent light bulb ban.
Yep.
The federal government has banned the manufacture of 175-watt incandescent bulbs. These are the pear-shaped light bulbs, just the regular bulbs.
Standard old bulbs.
Standard old light bulbs are going away. Well, the 100-watt and the 75-watt have been banned for some time. Manufacturing has been banned. And now, effective this year, they will no longer make the 60-watt or the 40-watt variety. And now that's especially painful because those are like the two most common bulbs that are still being produced and still being used in households all across the country. The idea is to get consumers to use the fluorescent variety, the halogens, the more energy efficient ones.
Or LED.
So I actually went to a Walmart store here in Lubbock
last night. Did you try to buy one?
I did. They still had lots of the 60-watt varieties for sale,
right?
But the lighting aisle looked like one of those old Soviet Union supermarkets back in the 50s. There was just nothing on the shelf, you know. So basically, the stores across the country are allowed to sell out what they have left. But then once that inventory is gone, no more. So you can still get the 60 and 40-watt bulbs in the few places you can get. In fact, a lot of consumer groups are advocating stocking up on them.
Right.
Because once they're gone, they're gone.
And a lot of people don't understand. I mean, the CFL variety are good lights, and they're meant to last for a long time. But one of the biggest things that people may not be aware of is that, you know, they're very bad at multiple levels of lights,
dimmers
and stuff.
Dimmer
there are ones that are made that way, but they're really expensive. But the only good thing about that is LED has come a long ways. Mm-hmm. LED is perfectly capable of doing, doing the whatever you want to say, dimming, fading. But the problem there, of course, is that they're a lot more expensive.
They're just so expensive.
Well, and I have one in my bedroom, and I don't have the best of light in there. And so at nighttime, I came in the other night, was looking for something, and I felt like it could not get bright enough. Mm-hmm.
Right,
I can't see anything.
They're typically not as bright as an incandescent.
And they have to warm up because they actually, you know, it's like a typical fluorescent bulb. So,
of course, there's other laws in some of the other states,
yes.
Josh.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple interesting ones. I'm just going to kind of list a couple, and then I'll hit my last one that's a little bit more controversial. But we've got in California, students will be allowed to use bathrooms and join sports teams consistent with their gender identity, even if that's not what it says on their birth certificates. Yeah, that's a fun one. In Illinois, it becomes illegal for animal rights activists to use drone aircraft to monitor hunters and fishermen. So they no longer can monitor them and see what they're doing.
PETA can't use drones.
Illinois, again, will start publishing the name of drivers who stiff toll booths if they owe more than $1,000, which you'd think they'd be arrested by then. And then the last one, which took place on January 1st, kind of interesting to me at least, is the recreational use of marijuana in Colorado.
That's right.
Which is the first state in the union where you no longer have to have for medical purposes only.
And supposedly stocks are running low. Supplies are running low.
Yeah, apparently there's only like 300 places in the whole state that sell it, and there's less than that in the way of growers. So, I had to read up on that yesterday because I was really curious. Not by any means, I'm a pot smoker.
Consumption.
But I think it's really curious because, you know, this is one of those things where there's a big, I also saw a survey the other day, and there's now more than half the population that believes that
it should be legalized.
Mm. So it's just kind of a crazy concept to me just to see the change in times and stuff.
You know? Oh, I love our country. Capitalism at work.
That's right.
Mostly cloudy, 31 degrees with a wind chill of 21 outside. It's now 30 minutes past the hour. It's time for some news with Kira Powell.
President Obama will meet with members of intelligence community today. He'll also confer with the Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board. The president has spent some time mulling over a report that recommends proposed changes to the National Security Agency programs involving the collection of phone and email data. The NSA has faced a firestorm of criticism since leaker Edward Snowden released classified documents revealing the wide scope of the agency's snooping. The family of an American jailed in North Korea is blasting comments made by former NBA star star Dennis Rodman as shocking and outrageous. During an exclusive interview on CNN, Rodman seemed to suggest Kenneth Bay had done something wrong. Bay's sister Cherry Chung says she's shocked because Rodman hasn't used his relationship with the North's leader Kim Jong-un to help her brother in his release. Rodman angrily defended his trip to the reclusive communist dynasty yesterday on CNN's New Day. People in about two dozen states are saying goodbye today to that polar vortex that left them searching for words to describe just how cold it's been. Temperatures well into the 20s are in the forecast for much of the Midwest and Northeast, just days after millions were plunged into a deep freeze. More than 20 deaths have been reported since that rare cold weather system appeared on the radar late last week. Here's Derek with a look at our weather.
Mostly sunny today, highs in the mid-50s with westerly winds 10 to 15 miles, becoming northerly this afternoon. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the low 20s. And mostly cloudy tomorrow, highs in the low 50s, a 60% chance of rain coming up Thursday night. Currently in Lubbock, mostly cloudy, 31 degrees outside. Wind is from the southwest at 14 miles per hour. That's creating a wind chill of 21 degrees. I love this bumper music.
You're welcome.
Thank you. 33 minutes past 8 o'clock. Welcome back to Good Morning Texas Tech. Derek Ginter, Josh Robinson, Kira Powell, Marissa Trevino, helping you to usher in 2014.
But before we fully usher in 2014, we did have a bowl game over the break.
Yes, we did.
And it was a good one, even though DG says it was boring. I think it was great.
It depends on when you came into the game.
All right. Please allow me. Well, let's talk about the good, and then I'll get on my soapbox. Okay. But it has nothing to do with our team's performance. Don't get me wrong.
No. I think the main thing that I think stood out was how they came out on the field. There's no question that, in my opinion, you hadn't seen that since the beginning of the season. And a large part of that, I think, was due to the health issues. I think, in my opinion, I kept telling everybody, I said, if we'd had a month off between that seventh win and whatever that first loss was, which I don't remember, I think it would have been a different season. We just needed that time to recover. And when they came out on that field, there's no question. Arizona State had nothing for them. It was amazing, and I was blown away. And you know, I'm always a Tech supporter, but I think because of the fact that I'm a Tech supporter, I'm also a bit of a skeptic.
Biased.
And so I always try to have the lowest expectations when it comes to anybody outside of the Big 12, because I'm like, you just never know what you're going to encounter. So I'm just going to say it. Props to Coach Kingsbury and his guys. I mean, what they did that night, and definitely give props to Davis Webb. That was, to me, given just the amount of things that had happened, especially even between the last game and you know, that game, I just really was very proud of our guys and what they did. So,
and you can't forget that they were a number 13 team and we were unranked, so we were chosen to lose by like 22 points or 17 points, and then we won by that.
Yeah.
So
Vegas,
it was just
22 in Vegas. Apparently,
proving you can just—you never know about the underdog.
Nope.
But all of the underdogs in all of the bowl games pretty much this season have just come out of it.
A lot of them. There were a couple of little pretty bad games, but there's no question. I mean, you know, I'm not going to get too far into it because I'm going to let Derek have his soapbox. But, you know, my favorite game of the season, I'm going to have to say it, even though I would never root for them ever, is Alabama-Oklahoma.
It was such a good game all the way through.
It was an amazing game, and I'm sorry. It's not that I'm an Oklahoma supporter. Don't get me wrong, folks. Please don't take me the wrong way. But seeing Alabama go down was probably my highlight of the season. I can't lie.
I just love seeing sad Bama fans all across the screen are always the best when they're like open jawed, like don't know what just happened.
Right.
Oh, you just lost. That's what just happened.
Right.
Oh my god!
It's hilarious.
Alabama against Florida was pretty good. If you guys saw that.
Auburn,
game.
By the way.
Auburn. Sorry.
Alabama didn't play two bowl games. They could have probably.
No, you know what? Nikki D is from there, and so we were watching it in the sports office. And
tell us who Nikki D is for those of us.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nikki D is our weather girl, and she
13 on Channel 13, yes, the CBS affiliate.
Yes, and she desperately wanted Auburn to win, and so for this reason, I just wanted Florida to win because I have that like just a little bit of rebel streak in me, and they did. And when they did, it was just like, I don't know. The heavens opened up for me that night. It was just
a lot of people
hilarious.
Had already given up on Florida State. That was the funny part. If you kept up with social media that night, everybody thought it was over. And
it was done.
I mean, I'll say this much: SEC is an amazing conference, and I think that they would, you know, on any given regular Saturday, I think they could probably take out most of the teams in the country. But for some reason, with bowl games, you know, they have a habit of just kind of giving up.
Well, if they come back,
they
with
walk
a minute,
in with a big head, and they're like, "We're gonna win it."
Yep. Yeah. Anyway, okay, so Derek, let's go for your soapbox here.
Is it time for me to get
on the
soapbox?
I think so. Let's just keep it under 20 minutes.
I love what our team did, and I don't think we've mentioned this, but Texas Tech managed to do something this last bowl game they have not in our last two bowl appearances, and that is keep our head football coach, which is good.
Big deal.
I did not like the fact that it was on the West Coast and at such a late hour. Yeah. I thought
that
was ridiculous.
That is very true.
9 o'clock start.
And who was the sponsor of the game, the National University Holiday Bowl?
National
was that
University.
What? There was more ads for the National University online schooling, and I thought that was a disservice to both Arizona and Texas Tech. I mean, there was an ad for Arizona. There was an ad for Texas Tech, but
there always a
I just thought it was ironic that, you know, the bowl game that those two schools, including ours, was in, was sponsored by, you know, we're having to compete with them, basically, in the marketplace of ideas. I did not like the fact that our horse and Masked Rider were not allowed to go because of the turf. That was a minor story that was playing out just before the game that I don't think most outlets, at least in this town, picked up on.
Well, they could have gone. They just couldn't have done anything but stand there.
There was too many restrictions. Yeah.
But what is the point of bringing a horse out there all that way to just stand on the side of the field?
Exactly.
I can understand where they were like, we're not bringing it.
I agree. Yeah. I understand what the university stance on why the horse didn't go, but I just dislike the fact that the horse couldn't go because there were so many restrictions placed by the venue. Didn't like the gray uniforms myself.
I hate the gray uniforms.
I didn't understand that.
The players love them. They are
like
ugly.
The helmet. Where's the double T? Our most beloved
symbol. I
actually
don't have a problem with it. It was the double T. I like the black and I like kind of the silvery stuff. Yeah. But I admit it's
a lot. Some of the comments I was reading online were suggesting that, you know, what that looks like, brains exploding on the helmets or something.
What?
Depending on.
I don't think it's that extreme.
But my biggest complaint was the coverage of the game itself. I did not like the play-by-play and the color announcers. Now, in truth, I must state categorically, I did not tune into the game until after the half. I only watched the second half. Mm-hmm. And by the time the third quarter was, you know, halfway through the third quarter, they were talking about everything except the game that was being played on the field.
Right.
The camera shots of the stadium made it look as if hardly anybody even went to the game there in California.
I don't think it was packed
so, out. Yeah. And so, you know, I thought we could have had a better duo covering the game. And that's why I said it was boring. Sitting at home, there was hardly any crowd noise. You couldn't hear any of the crowd. And it didn't matter if Arizona scored or if we scored. There was no cheering going on whatsoever that was coming across the TV. So I had more complaints with the coverage of the game, not necessarily the game itself. But that was pretty much my soapbox.
I've just learned a long time ago to ignore most of that. You know, I've known people who literally will turn on the radio and listen to, you know, our guys. I think the main thing to remember is, more than anything, it's not all about those elements, folks. You know, it's about the game itself, and Derek's going to have his soapbox, but in the end, I will watch Tech win any day, regardless of what it takes to get there.
I completely agree with you.
Here's our theme song for our Tech victors in the Holiday Bowl. Yellowbirds with Young Men of Promise, right here on KTXT. Birds with Young Men of Promise right here on the Raider, 88.1 KTXT FM Lubbock. It's 42 minutes past 8 o'clock, 31 degrees with the wind chill of 21 out there in Lubbock. Hey, thanks for tuning in. If you're joining us on your way to work, on your way to school, or if you're sleeping in this morning and the radio alarm clock went off and you're in bed, that's where I'd like to be right
be
now.
Nice. Be nice.
Hey, did y'all see any good movies over the holidays?
I only saw Frozen, and it was wonderful.
It was good. I will admit, I'm not a huge musical guy, but I actually liked it quite a bit.
You saw Frozen as well?
I don't see it as a musical. It's like a Disney...
It was like 75% music.
But that's because it's a Disney kid movie. It's not like musical like
Broadway.
I would think of.
Yeah, I know.
Because like generally, musicals, hate them. Hate them, hate them.
Hate musicals?
Hate them. I don't like them.
There was a lot of music in that movie.
Wow, Grinch.
Yeah.
I'm not a Grinch. I just don't like them. I would just rather more dialogue and less singing.
That's what the Grinch would say.
No.
Okay, let's put it this way. I will say that the storyline, though, was actually pretty good. And the animation was excellent. I mean, it's one of those few times where Disney just gets it all right. You know, sometimes they get a few elements, but that one overall, I think, really hit, you know. So, yeah, I know it may be surprising that I would see that, but I'll be honest, I heard a lot of good reviews. And at that time, there wasn't a whole lot out just yet, even though after that it blew up. My favorite this winter so far, has anybody seen Secret Life of Walter Mitty?
I did.
Yes.
It was so good.
It was a good
the
movie.
The cinematography was beautiful in the storyline. And then Kristen Wiig sang.
Yes.
Really sang.
It was a musical? Is that what you
said? No, not by far.
Oh, so if they're singing, why isn't it a musical?
You know what? It's not, because it was like a minute of her singing a song. It is not. That does not a musical make, my friend.
Wedding Singer's not a musical,
the
and there was singing in that one.
Singing.
Right?
Well...
It is a musical now on Broadway.
But we'll put it this way. Walter Mitty, there was like one song that they sang. That's it. So, no, it was by far not a musical.
Okay.
But I will say this much. I mean, it's probably, if you go through Rotten Tomatoes, which is my big source, it's one of the lower rated ones. I'm sorry. I think they got it wrong. In all honesty, if you're using that as your basis for it, ignore that. I really think, because I've seen that in Anchorman 2 and I've seen Frozen.
Have you seen the original Secret Life of Walter Mitty?
No, I didn't
Danny
even know
Kaye.
Until like literally like a week ago that there was one.
I've seen the original. I love the original, but it's, you know, it's 1940s with Danny Kaye, and I don't know if there was any singing in it necessarily. I don't remember any songs from it necessarily, but I would like to see the remake, or the new version, I should say. It's not really a remake.
No.
I'd like to see the new version just to see how it compares.
I'll put it this way. The one thing that I think worked really well for it, because I have no idea on the old one, if the storyline was anything along those lines, the ability to do the effects, and like she's talking about the cinematography and stuff that they were doing was done very, very well.
Yeah.
And I will also say that by far, I think it may be one of Ben Stiller and I would say Kristen Wiig's best movie. Personally,
I agree with that. They're both very serious and I don't know, it was just a kind of a lovely story. Kind of strange at the end. My uncle did not care for it. But it made me want to get up and go live my life. I don't know. It was just a very inspiring story. I don't know.
I had one friend who was...
The Secret Life of Kira Powell.
Exactly.
Right. I had one friend who didn't really like it, but because they got too busy analyzing what was real, what wasn't. I was like, that's not really the point of the movie.
No.
You know, I get what you're saying. So, Derek, did you happen to see it?
I haven't seen anything. That's why I'm asking. So, what did you think of Anchorman 2?
Well, and Marissa, you'd seen that before.
No, I've seen it.
I haven't seen it. I saw the first one, and I didn't think it was all that funny.
Right.
So I didn't even bother
seeing
the second.
Because you'd seen something before we went off air in December. I forget. I thought I was thinking it was Anchorman for some reason.
I think it was Catching Fire.
No?
I saw Catching Fire, and I saw Frozen. That's it.
Okay. Catching Fire. Now, this is the second in the series of
Hunger Games. And it was wonderful.
It was good. It was good.
Okay.
But yeah, Anchorman 2 wasn't bad. I will say you have to like the first one. If you do not like the first one, you will hate the second one.
I disagree.
Really?
Because I don't remember thinking that highly of the first one. I mean, I watched it, but it wasn't something that I could quote like some people. But the second one, I actually thought it had at least a storyline. It's 30 minutes too long.
Yes,
But it had a storyline that I thought was a little bit better than the first one. I was like, this completes
I didn't even realize that the first one had a storyline.
Well, it was not the point. Hey, come on now. But you had to get to know Ron. I don't know. I would say that one of the most interesting things, Anchorman 2, and this is on a serious level, but I really thought that they, you know, on the level of they called out the media, I thought that was pretty crazy, personally. They really called out the 24-hour media and made fun of it. So I was like, hey, that's a little bit of satire. I'm good with that.
And Will Ferrell sings in this movie too as well.
It's a musical.
It's not a musical.
But he does. But yes, Will Ferrell sings in Elf too, and he's not half bad.
He does have a very like charming voice.
I'm sorry,
in
I'll
a
take
very
Elf any day over any Anchorman.
Well, I agree. Elf is one of my favorite Christmas classics.
I don't have to see the second Anchorman to know that Elf is better.
Well,
I think it's Ferrell. I think it's among Will's better works.
It is.
It is.
Absolutely. Would agree.
13 minutes away from the top of the hour. Can't get... Is this Bad Cop?
This is Bad Cop.
Can't get enough. On the Raider, KTXT. KTXT 88.1, about 10 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock, going into the last segment of Good Morning Texas Tech. Again, welcome back. If you're just coming back to Lubbock, most of the students are probably still on holiday, as they should be. Those of us that work here wish we were still on holiday, but it's at least nice and quiet. We're getting some work done without all the students underfoot, but we're glad you're tuning in with us. We were talking.
You make it sound so bad. I mean, it's not that awful. Let's be clear. This is a student-run station, so I mean, in all honesty, we love the students.
The reason why you're hearing the old guys is because the students aren't back, and the students that
are back.
Some
students are back.
Yes, we're using the students that are here, Kira and Marissa, but off mic, we were talking about some additional movies. Wolf of Wall Street, The Desolation of...
Hobbit and Desolation of Smaug.
The second installment in the Hobbit trilogy or quadrilogy.
American Hustle was the one I forgot that I went and saw, too.
And Gravity.
How was that?
I liked it and I didn't all at the same time. I think for a period piece, it's great. I think for storyline, I was kind of in between on it.
Oh,
so.
That makes me sad.
It just isn't really my type of movie. Now, that's not to say that there aren't people that would love it to death, but it just wasn't really mine.
And switching to TV... Mm-hmm. Downton Abbey's back.
Oh gosh!
Did you see the?
Season 4. Oh,
did you see it Sunday night?
Me? No.
You didn't watch
it? No.
Kira?
I'm not a Downton Abbey.
I am on a media fast right now.
Oh, give me a break.
Hey, you know what? I just am taking some time to.
She dropped cable. That's
quiet.
How she's saving $375 a month. Have you switched to Geico too?
No, I have not. But it's been good.
Marissa, do you watch Downton Abbey?
I do. But I'm going to say that I'm a cheater, and since it had already aired in Europe, all of season 4, I've already seen it.
How did you see it?
Oh, you just go online and you find it.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to do. Well, and see, here's the thing, because on the flip side, I'm a Doctor Who fan.
Yes.
And so
yes.
BBC.
13th
and
Doctor is
they
coming.
They have gotten to the point now where they do run them at the same time, but they didn't used to. And so, yeah, there's definitely ways to watch them. I'm not going to say everything is probably completely legal, but there's certainly ways to do it. There's certainly ways to do it.
That's Josh Robinson, care of KT. No, I'm
just... But on the flip side, you also have the problems where it could crash your computer using those servers.
Correct, yes.
Oh. But if it's a risk you're willing to take...
Well, there's other ways to do it where you're not even really risking it as so much as you are... Well, anyway, let's just leave that alone. I don't want to give any information that would probably be able to be indicted.
The government is now watching you. NSA is all over it.
Let me be clear that I don't do that anymore. Anyway, all that said, yeah, we have Downton Abbey that came back. Of course, we've got the kind of just the spring, I guess, restart of seasons. I'm a Big Bang Theory guy, and so that started
back. I love
back.
The Big Bang Theory.
And
Walking Dead is continuing?
It will be coming back in February.
February.
In February, yes.
Okay. My fast will be over by then.
Are you a Walking Dead fan?
I am. I love that show. But I cannot watch it at night by myself.
I can understand that.
They had the Walking Dead marathon, and my son and I attempted to watch an episode or two, and I didn't get it. I guess I was watching the wrong episode, because it's like they're in a prison killing each other instead of the zombies.
Oh, you can't start at the end. What's wrong with
well,
you?
Well, you know what? I did too. So, I mean, I've only started the last two seasons. I haven't caught up on the rest of it. But
if you start from the beginning, Derek, I feel like you would really like it.
I don't know. I'll just have to get my soapbox
again. I started two
again.
Seasons ago, and I do like it. So I don't know. It just depends on how you see it.
But when he's in a prison and they're killing each other, I feel like you've missed a whole lot.
Well, I will say that I caught some episodes in between, though. I do know the basics.
If it's a world apocalypse where the dead are walking the earth, you shouldn't be killing other live people.
You're missing so much. No, but, I mean, if the people are trying to kill you...
That's true.
Well, we would have to even go into deeper detail, which I read an article not long ago that was basically talking about how the zombie apocalypse would probably not last as long as you think, just because the human body breaking down does not take that long, especially depending on weather conditions.
There's that whole rigor mortis thing that I have an issue with.
And especially if you get them in the cold or you get them in the heat, it's pretty much a done deal right there. So, so in all honesty, if you really want to get away from the zombies, go live in Antarctica and you're probably good to go.
What's that? My wife and I watched the crime thriller on TBS.
I'm not sure.
Crime thriller?
Yeah, it Major Crimes. Major Crimes is.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of that one either.
It's a real good one.
Okay.
I'm all about TV shows, and I don't know that one.
Did you find this?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
It's been on TBS for a while.
I personally prefer Minor Crimes myself. Very I think minor. That's a really good one. Yeah, I love Misdemeanor. Misdemeanor's an amazing show. It's really cool.
What are some other TV series that are back?
The Bachelor.
Oh my gosh. Aww. All right, so I'm gonna be really sad person here real quick and just be really, are you crazy? But I did watch the last one, so I'm completely aware of who Juan Pablo is. Let's just say that I didn't watch it by myself. I had a friend that I watched it with, and she is like completely in love with Juan Pablo. But we aren't currently watching the current season because she's decided she's going to marry him, and she just can't watch other women going after her man.
Gotcha.
So currently watching The Bachelor, but it's not really my choice one way or the other.
I have a problem that ABC in their promos called it Wanuary.
Yes. Yes, they
Good
did.
Lord. Give me a break, people. It's okay.
I just don't think... Okay, I feel like Sean Lowe, who was the last Bachelor, was way more attractive. And
his personality, Marissa.
No, I think his personality was better. Because Juan Pablo, you saw on The Bachelorette for like 30 seconds.
It's your preference,
what?
Marissa.
It was not 30 seconds.
He was not there for very long.
He got some good screen time, in my opinion.
But not a lot of screen time. Not as much as the other guys. I would have way rather have seen someone else.
Well, all I can tell you people is, fortunately for this country and the future of our society, Phil Robertson is back on Duck Commander. That series will be continuing.
Ironically, the bigger controversy, I think, that happened during that time period after all that was said and done and not even Phil coming back was the Cracker Barrel thing. Did you hear about this? Where they removed their merchandise and people went literally like
nuts.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And they brought it back like 3 days later and had this huge apology. And, I my big thing was, because I kind of went on a tirade, whatever, I can't even speak today.
Tirade.
Okay. There we go, that's the word I'm looking for, on Facebook on it. And my big thing was, you know, if you don't want to support the show completely, then don't buy the merchandise either. And ironically, the only stuff Cracker Barrel pulled was the A&E stuff, which would have been in support of what these people were trying to boycott, and yet they were all upset because of the fact that they pulled those items. I'm like, they were working, really working for you, not against you.
I
but
love it.
Anyway,
capitalism
whatever,
at work.
Whatever.
Capitalism at work.
Anyway, I'm sorry. That was my soapbox today.
Upset about. I'm convinced people just need something
it's
to
drama.
Be upset about.
It's
it
drama.
Because, I mean, I'm pretty sure there's probably something else in the news right now, and I'm missing it. So.
Drama. Nothing but drama.
Yeah.
Hey, 3 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock. You've been listening to Good Morning Texas Tech, the first edition of 2014. It's only going
to
get better, folks.
It has
from
to.
This point
it
on.
Has
it
to.
Can't get any worse.
I don't know what you're saying. I'm at my prime,
hey,
so.
Well, I know.
Well,
I'm just
you've
saying,
got, you've got
this,
these two guys in here.
On this side of the glass, it's
we're kind of still pulling y'all down.
It's
here,
mayhem.
So.
But once we get more youth, in fact, I think... most of the staff is supposed to be back by the end of the week, if not the first of next week. So, yeah, it's only going
to
get better.
And this is a good time to promo that. You know, folks, if you're out there, this is the time to start tuning in. We've got an amazing program here at Tech, and if you guys haven't had a chance to listen in here every morning, I mean, me and Derek are not on all the time, but there's a reason for that, and that's because we've got some really talented students. We've got a couple of those with us today, but here towards the end of the week, you're going to really get to hear that, and we hope that you guys
will
take
some time
to tune in.
We'll be back on Friday. We'll hope to have a studio guest if the reply to my email goes as planned, and then I guess Wednesdays and Fridays, and we're thinking of adding it to Mondays. Is that right?
That is correct. I made sure that my schedule was available.
Wasn't that your New Year's resolution was to do the show on Monday?
Yeah.
Okay, how's that working out so far?
Hey,
it
I'm
hasn't.
Ready.
That being a good question, though, are we doing all week this week?
Well, Friday. We'll do Friday.
Okay.
We'll have a show on Friday, so be sure to tune in tomorrow.
Chris is like, I'm sleeping in.
Yeah,
do not call me.
Yeah, tomorrow, no, it's not happening for me, but I will be here on Friday.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. Undercurrents coming up next. That'll be followed by World Have Your Say, BBC at noon, and then we're back into our music programming at 1 o'clock. So we'll see you on Friday, folks. Thanks for tuning in.